from Amory, Wisconsin, WPCA Radio 93.1. Was I on earlier or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got her now.
We got her now. Okay. And again, this is Trigger Happy Memories. And we want to thank the listeners that tune in on their phone or their laptops or computers or the FM radio, the old-fashioned way. There's nothing wrong with that either. But we reach a lot of people through the computer. We thank you for tuning us in. And we promise a great show tonight. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt. And our show always features local or regional guests each month. And tonight, we were supposed to have Larry Rose and Bev from Pine City. There's pretty thick fog. They called about a half an hour ago. They're going to be on one of our shows coming up. But Eddie, could you pretend to be Larry tonight? You got a kind of a deep voice tonight. Larry's got a nice deep
voice. No.
No, you sound like Larry. Yeah.
No. So. No, we're missing Larry. We appreciate he tried to get here and made it all the way almost to St. Croix Falls, but the fog was so thick and just made a decision that it'd probably be better to get back home. So
yeah,
no problem, and we're going to get him on, get it rescheduled, and we'll do it again.
Sure, and just some folks maybe are curious who they are, and we're, like I say, we're going to have them on in the future, but they're called the Rose Family, and you may remember Larry Rose from the Midwest country out of Sandstone, Minnesota. And Eddie, you played on that
a few times. I met Larry and then got to go up and play the first time. He saw me playing with Darlene and the boys one time up at the, it was the Tacklo Band then, or Brautine before, whatever the other names were.
Sure.
But I got to go up and play with Narvel Feltz that first time
And
some other ones. But
yeah,
no, just great people and great players, and we're going to have them on here as soon as we can in the spring. So
you bet. We're going to get them back here, but interesting guests. They've been playing for many, many, many years, and we'll talk about some. We actually did a show with them here a few years ago, too. So anyhow, we're kind of going bare bones here. We got Bob Sonk. He brought the accordion with him tonight, so
yeah.
We're going to put
we've been trying for a long time to get Bob to bring that accordion in.
So we're going to maybe do some of that. No, hopefully you'll stick with us, folks.
Eddie brought one in because he could play it.
Yeah. And if I'd have known this was going to happen, I would have brought the tuba.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that have been great?
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, anyhow, Eddie, I haven't seen you, I think. I've talked to you on the phone, but I haven't seen you since the last time we were up here. And since then, you've been deer hunting.
Yep, and tried hard and spent a lot of time in the woods, but wasn't able to connect with one. Yeah, I still got a couple of weeks left with the bow, so I'm going to still keep trying to do that. And
And how was your Christmas? You didn't get slighted again, did you?
No, not like Dave Simonson.
Yep.
He was always the one, Dave, did you have a good Christmas? Nope, slighted, got slighted.
Everybody got more gifts than Dave Simonson.
No, it was good. We just had Ethan come up for Christmas Day, and we actually went out and did a little ice fishing.
Oh.
And we brought 12 fish home, and Ed caught one, and Joanne and Ethan caught the rest.
Oh,
so,
wow.
But
yeah.
Still had fun. It was great.
We had a busy Christmas. We had New Year's Eve. We had our kids and our two grandchildren and all the spouses. And then Joe, my brother Joe and Debbie, showed up with their kids and spouses and grandkids. And Jacob has a really nice young girlfriend that she came to. It was a wonderful one. When those little girls of Joe's grandchildren, they came, the volume in that place went from 20 to 100. That was perfect. We had so much fun. Those kids were so much fun. But you did a concert with Chris Cruzy.
Yep, the 20th, got to go down and play with him and Ethan and the full band. And Natalie Murphy, that female fiddle player that comes up from Nashville, and had a nice show there at the Pablo. I guess I didn't realize that thing seats about 1,200. But
wow.
He had over 800 people in there.
Jeez.
So it still looked pretty busy, but not quite as busy as last year. But that's always fun to do that. But
good for you. Yeah. Nice.
Why don't you sing a song, Mike?
All right.
Enough of the jaw.
Okay. We get to talk and we forget about our music. But we'll do a song here that it's called I've Got a New Heartache. And I learned it from the Ricky Skaggs version back in about 1986. But I did a little research. It was written by Ray Price and Wayne P. Walker, and it was also recorded by Webb Pierce, George Jones, Billy Walker, and of course, Ricky Skaggs. So.
And I think Larry Lee Phillipson used to do it.
Did he, so. Larry? Yep. Okay. We're going to just make sure we tune because we care, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
2, 3, 4, 1.
Again, spreading talk around that I'm still in love with you, though you let me down. I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue.
Eddie.
Did you turn up again while I was doing fine? I found another sweetheart to drive you from my mind. I thought I'd forgotten you, but I guess that is not true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache, but an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. And that's why I'm feeling so blue.
Been a while on that one.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
You remember Harold used to like that song, Your Neighbor?
Harold Ruslow, yep. Yeah. He lived across the lake from us, and him and May used to, after his wife had passed away, Harold and May would come out and sit in the parking lot in the summertime.
Yes.
And to make darn sure they could hear the radio when we were doing this show.
But. Yeah, they'd wave at us through the window. Great people. Yeah. Yeah, our Christmas Day we played in church like we've done for many years, and Bob Hubdy came and played drums with us too, and Dave Swanson, Swanee from the White Sidewalls, has been there with us for 35 years, I guess, but he sings Oh Holy Night, and it's great. It's just
he's got a voice.
Boy, he does have a voice. But so that was fun. But and having Bob there was great too. You were talking too, if there's any guitar players driving through town, like if John Lynch just happens to be driving through, or Tim Stevens, or somebody like that, come on in and bring your guitar and help us out here. But we were talking a little bit about New Year's Eve before we went on the radio. You're going to be playing with Rex Cactus.
Yep, Rex Cactus. We're going to be up at Indian Creek on New Year's Day. Year's Day, not New Year's Eve.
Sure.
We've done some years, we've done New Year's Eve during the day and get done, 2 to 6 or do some really early hours. But this year, I think they did it last year on New Year's Day.
Sure.
And it's going to be in the afternoon again. I'm pretty sure it's 3 to 7 or...
Okay.
2 to 6, but it's... You can check with the Indian Creek, I guess.
Sure, yeah. You got something you want to do there, Eddie?
Yep, there's a song I was thinking of, and you and I don't get to do it very often, but it's an instrumental where we do two different songs.
Oh.
And it's called Wheels and Snow Deer.
Okay.
Since it's the winter time. We're going to start off in F, and the second part will go into C, but I'm not even sure who this, who did Wheels. Bob might know who did Wheels.
Dwayne Eddy.
Dwayne, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Two, three, four.
Did Snow Deer? Was it Joe Maphis?
I just saw
that sounds right
on the internet. It was, what was the last name?
Joe Maphis.
Okay,
I think
that sounds right. Yeah. Oh,
good.
Yeah. So, yeah,
I guessed it right.
We've done that one at some of our senior dances.
Yeah.
And it's just a good polka. Yeah.
That's a song you don't hear. I don't think there's a lot of bands out still playing Snow Deer and Wheels.
We used to do that with Roger Hootmaker?
Yeah, maybe. I think he did it on his concertina,
I remember
right.
He didn't do the medley like you and I do, but he did. I think he did the Snow Deer, yeah. So, yeah. Anyhow, this is Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1, and we got a little bit of a different show again, and I think last time we got together, we had something kind of like this happen, too, but that's okay. We're just going to come in and have some fun. And again, we appreciate everybody that tunes us in. And we'll promise we'll have a guest next time, right?
I sure hope. No, we will.
Yeah. Talking about New Year's Eve, I'm sure you do too, through the years that we played so many years, New Year's Eves. But one way, way back when I was playing at Nashville North in Hugo, Minnesota, that's where I wanted to talk to Larry Rose about that. I think they were the house band for a year before we were, and played with the different artists that we got to play with too, Fair and Young and different ones like that. But anyhow, we were playing in the ballroom with John and Dave, and it was 30 below zero that night. And this is 1974, I believe it is, 73 or 4. And, you know, the cars back then, they weren't fuel injected, and they, you know, they didn't think about having a good battery. No cell phones. I still remember when people were leaving that night, we opened the doors up, and, you know, just the steam coming in, and but people out in the parking lots trying to get their vehicles running. And there was a couple pickups with jumper cables going all over the place. But I just think about how... And nobody seemed to care. I mean, it was like, yeah.
It's a good old day.
We'll get there, yeah.
I remember my dad telling me about one time him and my mom were playing. I think they were playing at the one bar in Prairie Farm. And it was so cold that night that every break, when they'd play an hour and take 15 minutes or whatever, he'd go out and he was starting their car every hour to make sure it was going to start when they got done because it was so darn cold, so...
And nowadays, if you get weather like that, we cancel everything, you know. Back then, we didn't, you know, and we didn't, like I say, we didn't have
a That was the thing about playing. You'd go to do a playing job, and you think, oh, there's going to be nobody there tonight. I remember you and I driving up here and to go to the dam or play at Uncle Bob's or whatever, and you think it's, well, there can't be anybody else. And then sometimes, some nights, it would be the most full place when you had the worst weather you could imagine.
Sure.
But again, that was the old days.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, should we try another song here, Eddie?
Sure, long as we're in town.
Sure. Let's try a Hank Williams song, see if I can remember the words of this one. If I don't get them right, I'll get something out, hopefully. Take These Chains From My Heart. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've gone cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Can you play it, Eddie? Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my love for you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Once again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, WPCA Radio 93.1, and I'll be going to Arizona in next week. We'll be getting
next week. You're gonna head down there.
Yeah,
you and your brother Joe got some. I'm not gonna make it down there this year, but you guys got some shows lined up down there.
I'm not sure what we're gonna do. I'll be playing in that church again, and then I'm hoping Joe and I can do a little something. A garage party like you and I did last year there. We did that. We did a big park last year with you and I and Joe, and then we had that drummer we met out there.
He was a good drummer.
Yeah, he was a veteran. He was like our age. It's been playing forever, and And Eddie would say this, it's a swing, medium shuffle. it's like a polka. You'd describe the beat, and he'd be like, okay, I got it. And he got it. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But
yeah, a lot of Hammond people down at that park played there.
That one up, it's in Apache Junction. Yeah, a lot of folks from Hammond. That's how we ended up getting into that park, doing some music. But I've thought about trying to do more out there, but I don't know. Some of these guys play 5 nights a week, and they'll play 3 hours straight without a break. And I don't know what kind of money they're making, but I wouldn't mind playing a little bit. But I do play in a church out there. Tom and Connie Bow are some of our good friends that we got acquainted with. He got us into the church through people that we knew. And then, and you played in the church with us too, Eddie.
Yep.
Scott Ludwig, a trumpet player. He's such a good trumpet player. Played with us too. And when we went out there in November, I brought my guitar, and just Scott and I did some music in the church. And you wouldn't think an acoustic guitar and a trumpet would work together, but this guy is just that good. He's just, you know, super nice guy. But we'll be doing some of that again too. So, yeah.
I have to tell Bob, I had to put a cough drop in. Made me think of the old Andy Griffith when Gomer was riding in the back of when Barney bought that car, and he gets car sick, and I've had the crud since Monday, and when they ask Gomer, how you doing? Oh, sick as a dog, but having the time of my life.
I remember that. You got a tune or something you want to do there?
Sure, we can do a tune. I think I had the... I think I'll even try it without the words in front of me. But when I was a kid, I think the first time I saw Randy Sins and the Randy Trio, they were playing out at the Diamond Club on Tuesday nights. And we used to go down there for chicken. They always had a special of chicken. But I heard him do this song... it's an old Merle Haggard song, one called Harold Super Service.
Okay. I think your brother Steve used to sing this too.
Yeah, probably. I think he did, yeah. Well, me, I work at Harold Super Service. We specialize in service all the way. By the time that we're getting real busy, here comes that guy in a strip down my lane. He says, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check them all too if you don't mind. Put some hair in my ties, won't you, mister? Wash my windows till you have time. Well, at Harold's Super Service, we do grease jobs. We fix 30 or 40 flats every day. By the time that we're getting real busy, here comes that guy in a strip down model lane. He says, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my oil too if you don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you, mister? Wash my windows too if you have time. Well, that night I dreamt I died and went to heaven to that Harold Super Service in the sky. We were teasing metal, lynching the magic carpet, and the angels, they came by and by. They says, give me 50 cents worth of regular. Check my oil too if you don't mind. Put some air in my tires, won't you, mister? Wash my windows too if you have time.
Don't it make you wish they still had service stations like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know it. They don't. It's it's amazing how, and we do remember that barely, but back in the day.
Trying to think, what was gas when you were in high school, Mike? I think
Boy.
I remember a lot of 50 to 60 cents a gallon, and one summer when Menominee was having a gas war, it got down to 28 or 30 cents. But
I think somewhere between like 59.9 to 79.9, something like that. Yeah.
I bought gas in my first car at 18 cents a gallon.
Really?
Really?
Yep. Deep Rock gas.
Jeez. Wow.
Deep Rock, I don't think even exists anymore. Yeah. Of course, that didn't last long. Another year, and it was up to, I think it was up to 25 cents.
that was a big change back for them days.
Our guest was supposed to be Larry Rose and his wife, Bev, and they're great people. We did do a show with them years ago at the Baldwin Legion, and it was a fundraiser for the local sheriff, Dennis Hillstead. You remember that? And we did some playing, and then the Rose family got on and did some playing, but... And we got a chance to talk to Larry and his cousin Dave. I believe it's his cousin.
Yep.
But just a good people. But good thing Dennis Hillstead did win the election. You know, us musicians out late at night. we don't need the other his opponent winning, and you know, so it all turned out good for us, Eddie.
Yeah.
That was through Betty Lee. I think that was her son-in-law. Betty Lee was a good singer.
Oh, yeah. I think they were related.
So. Yeah. So she got us lined up. So that's what we got to, you know, to meet. And at least I got a chance to talk to Larry. And that was some fun stuff. But, yeah.
And I can't believe how busy he's still out playing all the time between the different variations, just like... us with all of our different variations.
Sure.
Same guys getting together and playing and whatever.
Yeah.
But he's still out playing a lot, so yeah. We'll be glad to get him back here spring sometime.
Sure.
When we get it lined up.
We could do a Christmas. It's only the day after Christmas. We could do a Christmas song, couldn't we?
I think we probably could.
Yeah. Little song by Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. See if we can...
I just saw a special about her on Channel 2.
And oh, really?
It's amazing all the stuff she did and all the other hits that she had.
Sure.
And being such a good young singer as she came up.
Yeah. And she did some pop music too, didn't she, Bob?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I think she was only like about 15, 16 when she started.
Yeah.
Something like that. One time when I was working at the Neillsville radio station many years ago, I was on a Saturday afternoon, and this good-looking lady come walking in the front door. Can't be from Neillsville. And she wasn't. She was from Nashville. I don't remember her name, but she did publicity work for Brenda Lee's company. I can't remember. Was she with Decca at that time, I think? Anyway, this lady did publicity. And she was just in town to find out if we played Brenda Lee records.
Oh.
And, of course, we did. But she told a lot of stories about Brenda being on the road.
Sure.
And the amount of fun they had because she was a kid.
Yeah.
You know. And she liked to kick up her heels now and again. And somebody had to keep an eye on her. That's the way the gal put it.
Yeah. I saw her live up at the casino in Turtle Lake too many years ago. It was a summertime. They put a tent up out in the parking lot.
Whoa.
And it was an afternoon thing. I suppose they were traveling through the area. Probably a bargain price to get them. But we got tickets, and she was terrific.
Yeah.
It was like a big production. I mean, she had a full band, and they did dancing. It was a full production show.
Wow.
And it was about 85 degrees that day, and these guys were dressed in tuxedos, and they didn't miss a step. It was so good.
Wow.
Then we talked to her afterwards and got her autograph, and she was such a nice woman, but she looked exhausted. I mean, I don't blame her.
When it's that hot.
Yeah.
And then she works hard.
Yeah. And that wasn't too many years ago, so she was starting to get up in age a little bit too, but she gave it all.
Aren't we all?
Yes. So, all right, so... We got talking about this song. Did we sing it yet or not?
No.
Well, I guess we haven't. We better try it. Okay, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Rockin' around
Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see everybody's trying to stop. Rocking around Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with balls of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Scott Nash licking there.
You almost got me laughing when I heard that lick.
Scott used to do, he was so good. He was so good at doing that.
Bob, we were talking off the air too that we, Eddie and I, wrote a song together, and we got a pretty good recording of that. Do you have that up, or where you could?
Yep, I do.
Maybe while you're getting that ready, we can.
It's ready.
Oh, okay. Do you want to tell some of the story, or I can help you?
Back when I was playing, just always had a single-neck steel guitar. A guy from town here, Wendell Howell, he always said he knew somebody was playing a double neck, and with that big C6 neck, he always said you got to get one of them. And finally, he gave me a little money one night, and he says, you go put this towards getting yourself a double-neck steel. And so I did, and after I got it, I found some of the neat stuff for chords on there, and I kind of wrote the music, and you wrote the words.
Yeah, you had written it kind of like an instrumental, and I said, well, we should try to do some words for this. So I sat down and got some lyrics, and we did a recording. So we wrote this in your basement. We knew it was going to be a big seller.
You got a million of them,
I do,
right?
Yes, I do. So it's called The Windy Shuffle, yep.
We'll all be
song Eddie and I wrote together. Yeah, that's a fun song.
You know what I think the neatest part of that song is when we stop and Carl's doing all that fancy stuff on them drums before we come back in.
Carl Oslin, the drummer, yep. Yeah. I work at the Senior Center in Baldwin, and so does Carl. We deliver food to elderly, and it's an ADRC program. And so I see Carl 4 days a week, and he's got this personality, and he goes, you know, we go to people's homes, we bring them food, and we visit for a minute or two. Well, he brightens up every home that he walks into with that big personality he's got. But and he plays drums with a big personality, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was a fun song. Yeah, and Wendy Howell, you said, from Amory, he was an airlines pilot, and he would drive into the Twin Cities, you know, during his shifts, and he'd come back home, and he'd come to see us at the Country Dam when we were there. And he was always, he just very supportive of our music. And he wasn't afraid to tell you that he didn't get all the notes right on that last song or whatever. But he would also tell you, keep doing that song. That was a great song. The crowd liked it or whatever. But he sure encouraged Eddie with the steel.
He always had a joke to tell
you.
Oh,
yeah.
A nice long joke.
Yeah, yep. He'd be late at night. I got thinking about somebody else, Eddie, that you know that worked with Larry Rose was Kurt Olson, a steel player.
Because Kurt played steel with Larry and them guys for many years.
Okay.
Just phenomenal steel player, and he was actually a steel guitar builder.
Oh.
A couple of the real old steels that I had through another older steel player from the cities, Sonny Miller, but I had got my hands on one, and Skip Spaulding's old steel player, Milt Rand, had a Kurt Olson steel.
Okay.
I think they'd order it, and it'd take about over a year, and boy, underneath, sometimes they kind of looked like a hardware store, but they worked, and he had such a mind at doing it, but what a phenomenal player, and he played with Larry and the Rose family for many years. And
did he play with Skip, too, you said, or?
No, I don't think
he didn't.
Kurt didn't play with Skip.
With you and Skip Spaulding, no.
But Kurt had built this steel for Milt that played with Skip.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to do another tune or something?
Yeah, I'll do another quick tune for us here. I guess I'm on Merle Haggard tonight.
Good.
We're going to do one called Sing Me Back Home. We don't do this for one very often, but Darlene always makes me do it when I play with them guys.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they just got down to Mission, Texas, and I'm sure they'll be down there playing all their shows down there. And Mike Peterson's down there playing music all the time.
Good for them. Yep.
So. The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom. And I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell. Let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing. Song I used to hear, make my own memories come alive. Take me away and turn back.
the street, came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singer, there's a song my mama sang. Could you sing it once before you move along? Let 'em sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my own memories come alive. Take me away and turn. Sing me back home before I die. Won't you sing me back home before I die?
Very nice Merle Haggard song, yes. I read his book, the most current one, which is still a couple years old, Merle Haggard book. Great book. It's a thick book, but it was some great stories in there. The one thing I was surprised, he did not write The Lonesome Fugitive.
Oh.
And he said, it's...
Liz Anderson.
Yeah, Lynn Anderson's...
Liz.
Yeah. And that was, is that Lynn Anderson's daughter?
No, Lynn is Liz Anderson's daughter.
Okay.
Her dad's name was Casey.
Yeah, say that through the mic there. I remember reading it, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah, Liz Anderson was Lynn Anderson's mom.
Okay.
Casey Anderson was her dad. And Liz and Casey wrote a lot of country songs.
Well,
they
when
really
Merle,
did.
Oh, yeah, well, when Merle, they gave it to him, and he just said, this is my song. He said, I can't believe I didn't write this song. And I thought it just sounds so typical of what he would have written.
Yeah.
And it kind of... It started that whole progression of those kind of songs that he did write. But, yeah. Anyway, we better say hello to a few folks before it gets too late here. First, I want to say hello to Putz, who is celebrating his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Putz.
Yes. Tom and Connie Bow from Santan Valley, Arizona, and their cousin Dewey. Hope they're tuned in. Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury, Minnesota. Jay and Ruth in Scottsdale, Arizona. We had a little party there last winter. I brought my guitar along with Ron and Denise, Ron's wife. They're from Houston, Texas. Jim Bjorkman of Sunburst, Montana. Longtime friend, always encouraging to me and our group. Very supportive. Thank you, Jim. He's a faithful listener. Renee Butler, Judith from River Falls. We'll see her at some of our dances again this spring, Eddie. She's a great supporter, great dancer. Rodney Sather from Richfield, Minnesota. Gary Lubick from River Falls. Scott Nash. Gary McIntyre. My wife, Debbie. Dan and Beth from River Falls. Tom Klinger, I hope you're still listening. And to all of our past guests, we want to say thank you to all those. And Happy New Year to those guys. Eddie?
Yeah, say hi to my wife, Joanne, and brother Scotty. He listens a lot. Got to say hi to Char up there in the truck somewhere up in North Dakota and all them Moro kids. Our neighbors, Al and Ann, and all their family. Tad Late and Darlene and the boys. We got Brian Jevning that I used to work with for many years, and the Club 42 card players. The Cactus Cousins, they listen to us every Thursday night, I think. Denny Marion, a great steel player, friend from down in Chippewa. Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, Bill Gadatsik, the Seawell family. And I got to say hi to my buddy Doug Gorton that I go fishing with a lot, and he's been listening to us a lot. And Pastor John Willman that I go turkey hunting and stuff. He said he was going to tune in tonight. So thanks to everybody that's out there listening.
Yeah, very nice. You bet. So. And again, we'll be back, you know, each week with our rebroadcast, but the new shows will be showing up at the end of the month, and hopefully we'll get Larry and Bev Rose in here. Pick a better night where it's not foggy or whatever, so. Should I try one here, Eddie? You want to do Welcome to My World?
Okay.
This is one we did out in Arizona. When you were there, we did it in church. And it's Scott Ludwig. Remember him, his trumpet part?
Oh.
And you said, this song will never be the same after hearing how he just killed this thing. It was so good, yeah. So, key A, right?
Yep.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your fears behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this heart of mine. I'll be waiting here with my arms unfurled, awaiting just for you. Welcome to my world. The door will open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you'll be given the key to this heart of mine. I'll be waiting here with my arms unfurled, awaiting just for you. Welcome to my world, a wedding just for you. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, very nice. That was fun, yeah. WPCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories. We're starting to wind down just a little bit here, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah,
and been a nice winter for good ice this winter for
really?
Ice fishing.
I've heard that
we've got a little over a foot on North White Ash for being. I guess we're still in December of 2024.
Yeah.
But whoever heard of fog in December?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's different.
And rain. You know, we're going to get rain this weekend. Yep. So, yeah, something is certainly different. This summer, Eddie, we got something kind of special coming up. There's going to be a Country Dam reunion. And, of course, the Country Dam is no longer there.
Yep.
But they're going to do this in Wandruce at the bar. And the name of the bar is
UW Wandruce.
Okay, UW Wandruce, yeah. And they asked us, they're trying to find the bands that played at the Country Dam a lot. And they
who's
asked,
still around?
Who's still around? I know it. So they asked John and Dave, and we're going to do it. And you're going to help us out with that. Scott Nash is hoping to be there and play some guitar.
And Greg Wheeler, I think.
Greg Wheeler will be there. And I think Kevin Murphy might be playing drums with us for part of it. And I think
Kyle Larson,
yep, some of the old. Yep. And then you're going to be performing again with Stony Ridge.
Yep. I talked to all four of the boys from the Stony Ridge that I was part of from 1979 to 82. Not trying to date ourselves, but all four of us. So we're going to get together and see what we can remember what we used to do. And
yeah. And then Lariat will be,
Rick Lombardo, some of the boys from Lariat are going to be doing it too. I think it's more of an afternoon thing.
Right, yep. And I think Eric Satterlin is going to bring in the sound system.
Yep.
So it'll be fun. Yeah, it'll be hopefully we can still all remember these songs we did. Well, you and I have been active all these years, so we should be okay, but it'll be interesting. So, and I'm sure there will be a lot of promo on that between now and in July, but it'll be a fun party.
I think you just gave somebody a phone number. I got a call from Fizz Kaiser that we play his music here. He's got some new songs, and he sent me about 6 or 7 songs, brand new, and I think it's some of the best stuff I've heard him do, and we're going to do a recording in January where he's going to get some guys together and do whatever, so looking forward to doing that with Fizz and see how that comes out.
And he's been a guest with us, I think, 3 times.
3 times.
Yeah, I know you play some of his.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you.
I love his sad country heart song. That's the best non-star, you know, on a Nashville country song I've listened to in a long time.
Well written, yeah.
Well written and performed.
Yes. Do you want to play a little something on your steel?
We're running
out of time.
We'll do a little bit of...
We'll maybe play something out. And we thank everybody for... I hope you enjoyed our show. We kind of threw it together quickly.
Just putting up with the two of us. But
yes. And thank you,
you get
Bob.
What you're going to get.
But thank you, Bob, for engineering. And, of course, Luann, Bill Klopp, Dave Corbett, and Eddie Schmidt, all the things you do with this radio station to keep things
everybody.
Going. So what do you got there?
We're going to do a little bit of Bud's Bounce and
E. All right. Everybody, a happy new year. Stay healthy.
Hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, and thank you, folks. We'll be back, and take care. Thank you.